This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. Jeremy Michelson is a senior at St. Michael's College who's made a big splash in the world of magic. Last year, he won the Society of American Magicians contest in Orlando, Florida, with a stage magic routine that included producing a number of brightly colored umbrellas from thin air. And last month, he performed for a week on the biggest stage of the Magic Castle in Los Angeles, a club considered one of the highest profile gigs for magicians anywhere in the world. And yes, after graduation, he's going into magic professionally. So to talk a little bit about magic and his wild few years here on the circuit, Jeremy Michelson joins us today. Nice to have you on the show.
Hi, thank you.
How did you get started as a magician?
So when I was 10 years old, I started to read magic books. And just to my surprise, there's a bunch of kids in my class doing some card tricks, and I was so hooked. And as time went by, they gave up magic, but I still keep it. And the more I learn it, about it, the more fascinated I became, especially I can see the smile from people's faces. I feel like that's a really rewarding process for me.
Do you come from a long line of magicians in the family? Is this like a, you know?
No. None of my family is magicians or anything associated with magicians.
What do they think about the fact that you're going to be a professional magician?
Well, my mom, at first place, didn't support me at all. She thinks that you cannot make your living doing magic, but I've been competing, performing all over, and she's started to see some progress, and she is becoming more supportive.
That's a hard conversation for every college graduate when you talk to your parents about, this
Definitely.
Is what I'm going to do. I know you helped put me through college because you thought I'd do something different, but I'm going to do this. Have you had that conversation with them?
Yeah. My mom wants me to just study business or be a doctor, which I'm not really interested, but I really enjoy doing magic, and this is my passion.
There are a lot of different kinds of magic. You know, there's sleight of hand, there are card tricks, there's magic that's designed to be performed on a big stage for people to see from far away. Do you do all different kinds, or are you a specialist in one type?
Yeah, so I do all kinds of magic, but mostly I would say I'm a stage magician. I also do close-up magic. In fact, I did a magic show called Supernatural for my senior seminar that incorporates all the stand-up comedy magic and some illusions. I did a flying carpet. I make a woman sitting on the carpet and make him float in air. So that's an illusion. So yeah, I do all kinds.
How did you learn? You mentioned card tricks, but did you have a mentor? Did you go to magic stores? Did you learn online on YouTube?
All
of the above?
You said. Yeah. Yeah. First started with magic books, and I'm still reading magic books every day and practice.
So when you talk about all the different kinds of magic that you do, you have illusions, you have sleight of hand, you have close-up, you have stage. Is there one that you really love the most, or are you just sort of a jack of all trades?
I'm mostly drawn into, this is what we call in magic, it's called manipulation, stage manipulation, where I manipulate all kinds of objects, cards and balls. For me, it's making umbrellas. I manipulate umbrellas. So, manipulation magic.
I want to hear about your gig at the Magic Castle. I have been there and when I lived in Los Angeles, and it's hard to get in just as a guest to the Magic Castle. You have to know someone who's a club member. There's a very strict dress code. I imagine it's even harder to get a gig there.
Yeah, I have been actually contacting the director of the Magic Castle in the past 3 years, and I didn't get any response. But I met him actually in person 2 years ago at a magic convention, and he really liked my show. And last year, I won the World Champion of Magic in Orlando by the SAM, and he called me saying, hey, I would like to have you at some point in 2019.
Were you like, hey, I've been trying to get in touch with you for 3 years?
Well, he literally showed me his phone. Like, he got 2,000 emails like from magicians all over. Everyone wants to perform in the castle. So it's pretty tough competition. But I'm glad he finally called me and then gave me this opportunity. So,
and what was it like?
Yeah, it was amazing. So the dress code, it just feels really cool that people dress up to see the show. The biggest theater, Palace of Mystery, is 150 seats.
And that's where you were, right?
Yes. And I was the opening act. And we're doing 3 shows a day for the whole week. It's thrilling. I talk to people after the show. They will tell me all kinds of advices and opinions. And it made a lot of good connections and contacts.
Oh, you mean like with other magicians?
And lay audience as well.
Ah. And yeah, go ahead.
I'll tell you something funny.
Yeah.
Before I came, I actually got a lot of Facebook messages and emails from people I don't know asking me for guest passes.
because people want to get in and see it.
Yes.
Did you grant any?
I have done some for some people that I don't know. But I just need to be careful because I'm also responsible for my guests' behavior.
Oh, so when you have a guest who comes in on your name, if they don't adhere to the dress code or behave appropriately, you're in trouble?
Yeah, like pictures are not allowed inside the castle, only allowed in the lobby, and you have the dress code, and there's some place you can't do magic.
But so. Jeremy, if somebody misbehaves, can't you just make them disappear?
Well, close your eyes. Boom. Now they're gone.
So what are you going to do next? St. Michael's College graduation is this weekend, so
yes.
You're going to officially be a graduate out in the big bad world.
Yeah.
What is your next step? I'm sorry, I know that that's a question that all college seniors hate to get. But
Yeah. I'm actually really excited because I just got accepted to perform in this place called the Great Magic Hall. It's a 6-month contract. It's sort of like a small version of the Magic Castle where there's a room, the theater for close-up magic. There's a stage for stage magic. They're parlor magic. So I'll be performing there. It's a 6-month contract in Orlando, Florida.
You excited about it?
Very, very, very much.
If there are people who are listening, whether they're, you know, 5, 15, 65, do you have advice for getting into magic, getting started, and sticking with it? Because as you said, when you were 10, a lot of kids were doing card tricks, but a lot of them sort of lost that hobby and you didn't. So, you know, what advice do you have?
See, I think magic, the real magic is not happening on stage. The real magic is what's happening right now. The fact that I was here sharing my experience, I think that's what's really magical for me. And magic for me, it's all about making connections with people. So as long as it doesn't matter how old you are, as long as you enjoy interacting and connecting with people, I think magic is really not only a great icebreaker, it's a really good way to make connections with people. So you can start at any age. There's a lot of YouTube tutorials for card tricks or any kinds of tricks, and you can buy magic books.
It sounds like, for you at least, the real pleasure of doing magic is seeing the reactions of people, not the trick itself and mastering a really tough trick, but watching what that does then to your audience.
Yes. I'm not doing the trick for myself, but for the smile, in exchange of the smile from people's face.
And what does it feel like when you either mess it up or you don't get that, you get a flat audience?
They were not, no, I messed it up. It will all ties in, naturally become the part of the story.
So. Well, I can't wait to see you perform, and congratulations on your success so far and on your continued success with your next 6-month gig.
Thank you.
Jeremy Michelson is an award-winning magician and a senior for another week at St. Michael's College.